In fact, all these four plants belong to the same class. If we visit the orchard again in June, we shall find that all the white flowers have fallen off the cherry trees, and that the seed vessel of each flower has swollen into a green cherry. Then, later still, in July and August, the cherries will be ripe. Some trees produce white cherries and others red cherries, and others still produce cherries which are nearly black. On the outside of each ripe cherry is a thin skin. Under this skin is a thick, sweet, fleshy pulp, and this is the part of the fruit that we eat. In the center of the fruit we find a hard lump called the stone. If we break this stone open, we shall find a kernel inside. This is the true seed of the cherry tree. If we plant a cherry stone, in time it will break open, and a little cherry tree will spring up from the kernel after it has lain in the ground for several years. In most parts of Great Britain, you will find the cherry growing wild in the woods and hedgerows. But the fruit of these wild cherries is not nearly so large or so sweet as that of the trees which are cultivated in our gardens and orchards. The wood of the cherry tree is much used for making furniture. It is a hard wood of a very pretty brownish colour.